Joe Biden, some claims about Hunter's dealings Russian disinformation, no discussion of Sun in search for AG. By Edwin Mora on December 22, 2020. President-elect Joe Biden claimed to reporters Tuesday that his son Hunter's potential legal troubles linked to his business dealings have not come up when discussing who he will pick for attorney general. A reporter asked, "Has the issue of investigations with your son come up with your team and with candidates about, sick, attorney general?" Biden replied, "No, no, I guarantee you I'm going to do what I said." The Attorney General of the United States of America is not the president's lawyer. "I will appoint someone I expect to enforce the law as the law is written, not guided by me. It is standard for new presidents to ask for the resignation of all U.S. attorneys upon entering office." However, given the conflict of interest, Fox News has repeatedly asked the Biden transition team whether the president-elect would keep the U.S. attorney for Delaware investigating his son, David Weiss. Biden has refused to answer. During the same press conference on Tuesday, the former vice president laughed when Fox News asked whether he still believed allegations of wrongdoing at the hands of his son that surfaced before the presidential election are Russian disinformation, a claim denied by the U.S. intelligence community. "Yes, yes, yes," Biden responded. The FBI and other Department of Justice, DOJ, officials have concurred with the Office of the Director of National Intelligence that Hunter's alleged laptop containing incriminating emails about his businesses overseas is not part of the Russian disinformation campaign targeting Joe. FBI officials are currently in possession of the laptop, which the New York Post first reported contained potentially incriminating emails about Hunter's foreign business dealings, particularly in Ukraine and China. According to the Post, one of the emails suggested Joe likely lied about not knowing about his son's business dealings overseas. Tony Bobulinski, Hunter's former business partner, also indicated Joe knew of his son's transactions overseas. The leftist corporate media and big tech attempted to discredit the bombshell emails obtained by the New York Post and extensively reported by Breitbart News. Now, the mainstream media can no longer ignore the story, particularly after Hunter, via the Biden-Harris campaign, admitted earlier this month that he was under federal investigation for his tax affairs. Tom Cotton, R.A.K., a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, acknowledged that the federal probe goes beyond just what the statements from the Biden-Harris campaign said, echoing Politico. "Beyond the Delaware U.S. Attorney's Office's probe, the Securities Fraud Unit in the Southern District of New York is also investigating Hunter. Moreover, a person with firsthand knowledge of the investigation who spoke to Politico on condition of anonymity revealed that as early as 2019, investigators in Delaware and the nation's capital were also looking into potential criminal activities beyond money laundering, including Hunter's foreign ties." In late October, a DOJ official confirmed that the FBI is actively investigating Hunter and his associates as part of a money laundering probe opened in 2019. Cotton told Fox News earlier this month, "There are allegations of securities fraud, money laundering related to Hunter Biden's Chinese businesses, a crooked hospital deal with Jim Biden, Joe Biden's brother out in western Pennsylvania. These investigations span multiple jurisdictions." Despite the federal investigation into Hunter, the Biden-Harris campaign insists the president-elect is deeply proud of his son. Senator Cotton has joined Representative Ken Buck, RCO, a member of the House Judiciary Committee, in calling for a special counsel's appointment to investigate Hunter. However, President Donald Trump's Attorney General, Bill Barr, who will leave his post this week, declared Monday he has no plan to appoint a special counsel to take over the federal investigation into Hunter. Joe and Hunter continue to deny any wrongdoing. Citing an unnamed source, Fox News reported Tuesday that Hunter Biden has been a subject/target of the grand jury investigation that began in 2018. "Joe is not subject to any grand investigation at the moment," the news outlet added.